the drizzly weather we've had this week, but we've got a break in the rain for now, and we're going to have a celebration. Put your hands together if you are excited to welcome the Warren Haynes Christmas Jam back to Asheville. It takes so many people to make all of this happen. I'm going to have to use a cheat sheet so that we can make sure I don't forget too many people. But we are here today. We're here to raise the walls on Melissa's new home. We're here with her family to do that. And we're so honored that you've invited us here to be a part of supporting your dream of owning a home for you and your family. And we're here to celebrate that unique way that music brings us together, that the way that music brings, builds communities and builds hope, and with Habitat and with the Christmas Jam also builds homes. So we're here to celebrate a whole lot of stuff today, and we're so thankful to have all the folks here who make that possible. The WNS Foundation, Hardhead Productions, the crew, the musicians, the fans, all the folks that that make this event happen. Let's have a round of applause for all of those folks. We would like to thank Sierra Nevada, who is here, and they are the Adopt-A-Lot sponsor on Melissa's house, on the Christmas Jam house for this year, and they have also brewed up a tasty IPA for Christmas Jam. So let's give it up for Sierra Nevada. Yeah. We've had a great crew of folks out this week working here and working in the Restore and working in one of our home repair projects. The Before the Jam, Lend a Hand workday, where we have volunteers who are fans who are here for the jam. And that is all sponsored by Merrill. And Kent DeBru is here from Merrill. Kent's been doing this for years. And we love Merrill and Kent and all of their support. And, you know, we couldn't do this without all the volunteers that make Habitat happen. So thank you to all of you who volunteered. If you were a part of Before the Jam, Lend a Hand, or you are here and you're one of our core volunteers, raise your hand and let's recognize all of those folks.
Yeah.
I want to thank one other special person. The folks who are involved in making all of that happen with volunteers and walking alongside Melissa and getting her house built. Our construction staff are incredibly talented and patient folks. And this year, the Christmas Jam house is special for another reason. It is also Site Supervisor Kenny Bush's 100th Habitat house. So let's give it up for Kenny. To give you a little bit of perspective, there's about 30 houses right here in this street. So Kenny's built this three times over.
Wow.
So lots and lots of families served by that. I'm going to recognize one other person in just a second, but I'm going to share just a little bit of news. Some of you are looking around going, all right, I see homeowner, I see these folks. Warren's not joining us this afternoon. He is unable to be here, but he is getting geared up for tonight's show. And Stephanie is here on behalf of the WNS Foundation. Will be speaking to us in just a little bit. But know that the show is going on. We just are grateful to him for not coming out in this damp weather and wrecking his vocal cords so that he could give you the show that you've been waiting several years to have. So we're gonna keep rolling through the program, but I wanted to let you know, because there were people in the back who were like, where's the car coming?
Yeah.
I'm really excited to introduce our next speaker. Jesse Gingrich was last year's Christmas Jam homeowner, and Jesse is also a huge Christmas Jam fan for many years. Before the Jam, Lend a Hand volunteer, regular volunteer in our Restore, all around awesome human being. We're really excited for Jesse. It was probably the highlight of last year. One of the highlights for me was watching Jesse take Warren through his new house by Zoom call last year when we did the dedication. Jesse's going to come up and say hello so that you get to know him, and also introduce our Christmas Jam home buyer for this year, Melissa. So Jesse, come on up here.
Is this great or what? Welcome back to the Christmas Jam, everybody.
For me as a homeowner, my whole journey came full circle. My very first album I ever listened to was The Live at Fillmore by The Almonds. And then, years later, I was out playing in my backyard one day, and I used to take inner tubes that our family had for pointing down the river and turn them into a drum kit. And before I get started playing, I was thinking, one day I'm going to own myself a house, something that I can take care of and something that I can call my own. And then, years later, in 2004, and a couple of us were actually talking about this earlier, my very first show that I ever saw was Lynyrd Skynyrd, and they opened up for The Almonds. That was my very first show. So then, years later, I moved here because of all the music, and then I got involved with Habitat, I thought, well, maybe this is my opportunity. And so I asked around to people at Habitat to see if I could do it, if that would be possible, and it turned out it was. And I worked the hardest I've ever worked in my life to be able to get to where I am today. The lovely people that are getting this fine house right here, we're going to be building. These people right here, the Mitchell family. Let's everybody give a warm welcome to the Mitchell family.
Melissa, you want to come out? You want to say a few words? Come on. You know you do.
I don't have a cheat sheet, so I'm gonna just say thank you to everyone. Thank you to the Corps volunteers, especially the supervisors. Can't talk, y'all. Sorry. Thanks to everybody, especially coming out and helping me and my family.
Good day at work. Good day at work.
Melissa, we are just so thrilled that you invited all of us to be a part of this. Such a great journey for you and your family, and we'd love to get a chance to share it with you. So we're welcoming Melissa into this great Christmas Jam gathering, but we're also welcoming another great friend of mine into this Christmas Jam gathering. Be Loved Asheville has been a part of the Jam by Day for the last few times, but we are bringing them in as one of the benefiting organizations, and I want to introduce you to Amy Cantrell. You know, Amy has, along with her two co-directors, leads this amazing organization that is right there and providing direct assistance with healthcare, with food instability, with housing, for folks in our community who most of the rest of us never take the time to notice. So let me welcome Amy up here. Amy, tell us a little bit about what Be Loved up to.
Thank you, Andy. We just love Habitat. It's so good to be here. Leave it to Warren and Stephanie.
to turn a house into a stage, right? Yeah. All right. Well, I was like, this is the perfect stage. If you loved Asheville, we believe in the power of community. You know, you've heard it said it takes a village, an African proverb, to raise a child. We have some amazing kids here today. It's good to see you, Hudson, and all of y'all. Takes a village, but we all need a village, right? Am I right? Do we all need a village? And we especially need a Christmas jam village. Are y'all ready to jam today?
Yeah.
And tomorrow, I'm ready to jam. It takes a village. You know, at Thanksgiving, we rolled out our new food truck, La Cocina de Mamá, Mama's Kitchen, out. And we shared Thanksgiving meal, and there was an elder there who walked up and she said, took me by the hand and she looked me in the eye. And she said, I haven't had a holiday meal with anybody in 10 years. And I got to spend it with y'all. You noticed me. You noticed me. Because we all need a village to notice us. You know, we were driving, doing street outreach in 20 degree weather. And we were driving by the VA and out of the corner of my eye, I said, is that a person? It was late at night, it was almost midnight. And we turned around and we pulled up and there was a gentleman there, alone. He had a thin coat on, no gloves, no blanket, no sleeping bag, and 20 degrees, wind blowing. We got to him. I remember Poncho knelt down in front of him, picked up his hands and slid his hands into gloves with hot hands in them. We wrapped a sleeping bag around him. He said, I came here to die in front of the VA as a veteran because he thought nobody cared about him. We said, sir, we care about you. We're strangers and we care about you. And we got him into a warm shelter that night because it takes a village. You know, we're doing a big toy drive at the jam this year because we want to bring some joy into the hearts of the kids here because y'all matter. You're important. They said children are the future, but we believe y'all are the right now. Our youth and our kids, they're right now. And we got to bring some joy to y'all because y'all are here and we love you and we see you and you're important. We got a call last Christmas morning. You know the joy of Christmas morning. I look forward to it with my kids. We got a call on Christmas morning. There was a mama. She said, I don't have anything under my tree. I've got four children. You probably don't have anything left. Because she had just found out that we had done a Christmas toy drive. And we said, don't tell them we're coming. We have a big box truck, our community named Esperanza. It means hope in Espanol. So we get in Esperanza like a sleigh and we fill it with toys and we drive to their house and we creep around and we ring the doorbell. And to see the eyes of those kids and them jumping up and down, we went from tears to having nothing under the tree to immense joy because it takes a village. Are y'all ready to be a village? Because I know some people that have been committed to Asheville as a village for many years. Stephanie and Warren, you all believed that you could make a difference right here in Warren's hometown. You know, Thomas Wolfe famously said, you can't go home again, but I think Warren proved him wrong. Y'all know what I mean? Because you wrapped your arms of love around this town because you knew music had the power to bring us together. You know, this world is trying to rip itself apart, but I believe music and the power of love can bring people together, and that's what y'all have done. From 45 Terry to be here now to the Civic, you started playing together with a dream to make a difference, and you've done that and then some, and you keep on coming back for more. Persistence and dedication, because it takes a village, and you all have proven that you are our village. I have the distinct honor of welcoming Stephanie to the stage. We're so grateful for you. I'm having your sister right here. Thank you, Stephanie, from all of us.
Thank you, Amy. We're so proud to have welcomed Beloved into our beautiful little Christmas Jam community, and we believe so purely in what they're doing and how helpful they are and how immediate their what they do can be to help other people. And I've got to say, I haven't been to Asheville in a few years since the last Christmas Jam, and I'm really just mind blown between hearing what Amy just said and my trip driving through Asheville today. It's really incredible how beautiful this town is, and how proud I would be if I lived here. I mean, I can't express into words just how much Warren and I have missed being here and spending time here with all our friends and family, and, you know, being a part of this growth in the last few years. And we're so incredibly happy to be here this year. It's it means everything to us, and it means so much in, you know, making this impact. And I couldn't be prouder, and I, you know, can say that, you know, Warren is someone who, he is a true believer in people. He believes in the best of people. And, you know, I can sometimes have my doubts, but Warren is a true believer. And I think his, you can feel his love in his music and in the things that he does. And I'm so happy to be with him and be able to do something this positive. I think this year's jam is really, really awesome, and I'm so happy that these new artists have come to Asheville to, you know, to be a part of it. So it really means that we've gotten the word out. People are psyched to be here, and it really gives me hope that we have so many more years ahead of us. And with our new partner, Amy, and of course, everything we've done with Andy and Habitat for Humanity, I feel like there's really no limit, and we're, you know, we've been trying so hard to figure out how can we do what we do in Asheville and continue to make it be bigger and to have more of an impact. And, you know, I think, for example, bringing in Beloved to be a part of it, this is another way we're touching more people who need help. And, you know, we're very open to ideas and other things to do, and really look forward to going forward. It's been a rough few years. I know everybody has been there. I mean, us included, you know, sitting at home and not working and not seeing our loved ones. And, you know, in that time, you know, Warren's dad passed away, and we were in New York, and his family was in Asheville, and it's been really tough. So we're really happy that you guys get a house, and I hope you have a lot of great memories there, and I hope there's a lot more homes to build and a lot more people to help. And God, the guy at the VA, I mean, you know, let's help these people, do what we can. I know you guys are doing it. And to all the people before the jam, lend a hand, thank you so much. I'm so proud of our peeps. You guys rock. And so thank you from Warren and I. We love Asheville. We love Habitat. We love Beloved. And we love all you guys. Thank you so much. And to many more.
Thank you so much, Jeff. Thank you, Amy. That's great. I'm fired up. I'm ready to be the village. How about you?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay, here's how we're going to do our first action together as a village. We're going to walk right over there where those folks are kind of already starting to line up. And we've got not one, but two walls to raise on Melissa's house. So this is not only how we're starting Melissa's house, right? We're going to literally raise these walls, and they are literally going to be, you know, what she will eventually hang pictures on.